great idea. I'm not going to be here for your birthday, God said to Adam. Our family's going away for the weekend. Oh no, said Adam, and I won't be here for yours. Dad has to go into the city that day, and we are going with him. The boys always went to each other's birthday. God's birthday came first, and Adam was 2 weeks back later. All day, God spoke about how he and Adam would miss each other's birthday. Suddenly, he had a good idea. I know what we can do about your birthday, God whispered to Adam. Mr. Nielsen looked over at the boys. Please stop talking, she said to them, and finish your homework. The bell is about to go. After school, Gus told Adam his great idea. We don't have to miss each other's birthday, he said. We could have one party instead of two. You are right, said Adam. Let's have it on the weekend between your birthdays. Yes, laughed Gus. We can have a halfway party. Well, we have the party. The boys' parents thought that the halfway party was a great idea too. How we just have decide where to have it, smiled Gus' mother. We could have a picnic party on our farm, said Gus. We have a new barbecue in our garden, said Adam. We could use that. My dad's really good at cooking sandwiches. If it's a halfway party, said Gus, we should have it somewhere halfway. You are right again, laughed Adam. Gus drew a large map of the two farms in the lines of ground. Adam points to a top of the map. That valley goes through both farms. This would be a good place to have the party, he said. We could have it under the trees by the stream, said Gus. Let's hope it doesn't rain, though, because that stream fell up with water very quickly. A loud rumbling sound. On the morning of the party, Gus jumped up the bed early. He was very excited. His father was already out on the farm, and his mother was making a huge birthday cake. This year you can have one cake, Hobbit, she smiled. There will be enough room for both lots of candles. Just then there was a loud rumbling sound. In the distance. That sounds like thunder, said Gus' mother, going over to the window. Oh dear, she said. Those dark clouds could mean that it will rain soon. We do need rain on the farm. Not today, though, groaned Gus. All day, Gus and Adam kept watching the clouds and hoping that it wouldn't rain. They didn't want to have their party in one of the farm sheds. But later that afternoon, the clouds rolled away and the sky was clear again. Everyone arrived with food and a present, and the game begins. This is going to be the best party ever, Adam shouted to Gus, as they span down the grassy hill on shreds of old cardboard. Let's have a halfway party every year, Gus shouted back.